You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Central New York fans of Tim Green were surprised by the announcement on Facebook by the former Syracuse University All-American football player that he has ALS. The news was personally felt by the executive director of the upstate chapter of the ALS Association. Elizabeth Crisanda attended Liverpool High School while Green was a multi-talented athlete.
He was a truly nice guy. He was really smart. He was good looking. He was like on the wrestling team. He's on the football team. He was like, it was the person you wanted to be.
She feels that Green's stature as an accomplished athlete and author has what she calls an incredible platform to raise more awareness about ALS and the need for research dollars.
If you don't know someone with ALS, it's not necessarily on your radar. But when someone like Tim Green or there are other like professional football players like Steve Gleason who has ALS, they just have a larger platform to talk about the importance of ALS.
Green acknowledged in his Facebook post that he's been dealing with neurological problems in his hands for 5 years and has a slow progressing version of the disease. Crisanda says ALS is often a fast, debilitating disease that weakens muscles, which requires assistance.
Whether that's access to what we call assistive technology, whether it's power wheelchairs, communication devices. The average cost to care for a person with ALS is about $200,000 a year. And for many people, that quickly wipes out their resources,
forcing most people to go on Medicare. She says there's currently a 5-month grace period before insurance coverage for the disease begins, something she would like eliminated in Congress. ALS symptoms often includes difficulty gripping simple items like a coffee cup and then eventually no use of hands or the inability to raise arms. Voice weakness can also occur, something that Green says has prevented him from going to talk at schools. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.